A reading from the book of Leviticus. The Lord spoke to Moses. He said, "Speak to the whole community of the sons of Israel and say to them, 'Be holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy. You must not bear hatred for your brother in your heart. You must openly tell him, your neighbor, of his offense. This way you will not take a sin upon yourself. You must not exact vengeance, nor must you bear a grudge against the children of your people. You must love your neighbor as yourself. I am the Lord." The word of the Lord.
The Lord is compassion and love. The Lord is compassion and love. My soul, give thanks to the Lord. All my being, bless his holy name. My soul, give thanks to the Lord, and never forget all his blessings. The Lord is compassion and love. It is he who forgives all your guilt, who heals every one of your ills, who redeems your life from the grave, who crowns you with love and compassion. The Lord is compassion and love. The Lord is compassion and love, slow to anger and rich in mercy. He does not treat us according to our sins, nor repay us according to our faults. The Lord is compassion and love. As far as the east is from the west, so far does he remove our sins. As a father has compassion on his sons, the Lord has pity on those who fear him. The Lord is compassion and love.
A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. All are your servants, but you belong to Christ, and Christ belongs to God. Didn't you realize that you were God's temple and that the Spirit of God was living among you? If anybody should destroy the temple of God, God will destroy him. Because the temple of God is sacred, and you are that temple. Make no mistake about it. If any one of you thinks of himself as wise, in the ordinary sense of the word, then he must learn to be a fool before he really can be wise. Why? Because the wisdom of this world is foolishness to God. As Scripture says, the Lord knows wise men's thoughts. He knows how useless they are. Or again, God is not convinced by the arguments of the wise. So there is nothing to boast about in anything human. Paul, Apollos, Cephas, the world, life and death, the present and the future, are all your servants, but you belong to Christ, and Christ belongs to God. This is the word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "You have learned how it was said, eye for eye and tooth for tooth. But I say this to you, offer the wicked man no resistance. On the contrary, if anyone hits you on the right cheek, offer him the other as well. If a man takes you to law and would have your tunic, let him have your cloak as well. And if anyone orders you to go 1 mile, go 2 with him. Give to anyone who asks, and if anyone wants to borrow, do not turn away. You have learned how it was said, you must love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say this to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. In this way you will be sons of your Father in heaven, for he causes his sun to rise on bad men as well as good, and his rain to fall on the honest and dishonest men alike. For if you love those who love you, what right have you to claim any credit? Even the tax collectors do as much, do they not? And if you save your greetings for your brothers, are you doing anything exceptional? Even the pagans do as much, do they not? You must therefore be perfect, just as your heavenly Father is perfect." The Gospel of the Lord.
In the Gospel passage taken from the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus speaks about the forgiving love, a love of enemies. Unlike many world religions, Christianity requires of its followers love of enemies. Love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. In this way, you will be sons of your heavenly Father, for he causes his sun to rise up on the bad as well as the good. Never a prophet spoke this before. According to the law that existed in the Jewish community that time, there was no obligation to love one's enemy. It was even permissible to take revenge on the enemy in equal measure. That is why the rule in the Old Testament, an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. The Jews became familiar with the crude tribal law of retaliation during their captivity in Egypt. Even Moses allowed the concession of milder retaliation for the Israelites. As we listen today's gospel, let us ask ourselves, are we not subject to the law of retaliation? How many wars are waged? Recently, we know the war between Russia and Ukraine. How many cities are bombed? How many families and communities are at strife because of the law of violence or retaliation? When we come to our personal life or our everyday life, there might be people who treat us with hostility. Some may hurt us for no reason. People may spoil our good names. People may mock at in the society. Some people even steal our wealth. In such situations, what is our attitude towards them? Are we able to forgive such people from our heart. Our natural tendency is to oppose enemies and to teach them a lesson. So that is what we see everywhere in the movies, in politics. That means in our personal lives, we too are no different. On the other way, when we do wrong to others, so we want others to forgive us for our mistakes and treat us as if we were not wrong. Everyone should love me, understand me, respect me, and say good about me. Similarly, we should also forgive others' mistakes. It is interesting that Gandhiji said, everyone in the world knows that Jesus and his teachings are non-violent except Christians. In a world where evil is met with greater evils, Jesus brings in a corrective in our attitude, a reform of life. For Jesus, retaliation or even limited vengeance has no place in Christian life. He gives us a law of forgiveness, of love of enemies. It was a complete surprise for his contemporaries, for they were subject to the law of retaliation of the Old Testament. The gospel gives priority to the spirit rather than to rules and regulations. Evil cannot be overcome by evil or by balance of forces. The precept of Jesus is to overcome evil with goodness, enmity with love. To love somebody who loves us is only natural. People of every religion and cultural traditions, even sinners, do that. Love's greatest proof is loving those haters, those who hurt us, those who never encourage or appreciate us. The true test of Christianity lies in loving such people. That is what we read in Romans chapter 12, verse 20. If your enemies are hungry, feed them. If they are thirsty, give them something to drink. For by doing this, you will heap burning coals on their heads. Today, we began our celebration of Mass asking God and one another for forgiveness. Let our prayers be sincere and true. Let us love those who persecute us. And when we feel like hating somebody, let us say a prayer for them. This will remedy things.